Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Speaking of politics, guess who's in the news this week? That's right, former President Donald Trump is in the news. Thank you for playing. Now he's on a tirade against Jewish people who vote for Democrats. Not a tirade against Jewish people, although many want to paint him that way. A tirade against Jewish people who vote for Democrats. He argues that they're hating their own religion, that they're hating Israel. Actually, most of the Jews in the United States and many of the Jews in Israel are liberal. Most Jews are atheists and agnostic. They are not religious. I say this as one who was born Jewish. I converted to Christianity in my second year of college, but I was born Jewish, and I can tell you that is a very interesting phenomenon of my own people. They get their guilt buttons pushed. They tend to think, oh, maybe if we appeased our enemies, they'd stop attacking us. Maybe if we gave more money to Hamas, they'd stop attacking us. They do that. I've talked about this before. I call it the battered wife syndrome. The wife says, well, my husband at least brings me flowers after he beats me. Maybe I got him upset. It happens. So when people think they're going to win an argument by saying, well, Israel must be wrong if even Jewish people are criticizing Israel. Many people who are American citizens accuse America of doing things too, erroneously, falsely. That doesn't really mean anything. And I think we should listen to what President Trump has to say. Because one of the Jewish people who used to be very pro-Israel is Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader. He made some hideous comments. I'll read them in a moment. But last week, President Trump made a guest appearance on the podcast America First with Sebastian Gorka. And he said this, they hate everything about Israel and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed, he meant under Democratic leadership. And then, according to the way this was reported by the New York Post, he talked about Iran's ambition to create a nuclear weapon and the Biden administration's easing of sanctions against that U.S. adversary. The president particularly took issue with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his call for Netanyahu to step down, for the Jewish state to hold a special election. These are the people that are always talking against election interference, and yet they're telling Israel what to do about their elections. And of course, this is the same party that's tried to get Trump removed from our ballots. This in the name of democracy. So Trump is criticizing Schumer, who's criticizing Netanyahu. And he's suggesting that Schumer, like Biden, is just kissing up to the leftists in his party, the squad, the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas demonstrators, because they want votes. And they're losing a lot of those votes. Remember, in Michigan, a lot of Democrats wouldn't vote for Biden. And I'd love to see Democrats turning on Biden, but the reason they wouldn't vote for him is because he was being protective of Israel. So now Biden's starting to make anti-Israel comments. Schumer's starting to make anti-Israel comments. Technically, they claim that they are still supporting Israel, but they're calling Israel to do a ceasefire, which means they're calling Israel to not go after the bloodthirsty murderers that attacked them on October 7th. So we have to at times say actions speak louder than words. Policies, what we're calling them to, speaks louder than obligatory rhetoric about Israel. And by the way, whenever Biden says something about Israel and how he supports Israel, he goes out of his way to talk about all the Islamophobia going on in our country, of which there's very, very little. But notice how he always has to say that in the same breath when he's talking about Israel. But back to what Trump was saying about Schumer. He says, guys like Schumer see that, and to him, it's votes. I think it's votes more than anything else because he was always pro-Israel. He's very anti-Israel now. Well, of course, the Biden campaign pushed back, slammed Trump over these remarks. They said in a statement, the only person who should be ashamed here is Donald Trump. Donald Trump openly demeans Jewish Americans and reportedly thinks Adolf Hitler did some good things. Okay, now that is an unverified statement. It comes from one of his cabinet members, John Kelly. Kelly, like so many of the people that Trump put on his team, worked against him. We know all kinds of things about the deep state and their lies against Donald Trump. So I'm not sure we should take that seriously. It has not been recorded in any speech. Even the Biden campaign went out of their way to say reportedly, because they don't know for a fact that he said that. Now, look, let's be honest. Trump has a big mouth. He goes on and on. He rambles at the mouth. He talks without a filter. I could see somebody asking him about Hitler, and I could see him saying, well, as far as the economy goes, Hitler did do some good things, and he made the trains run on time. I'm not saying Trump said that. I could see him maybe saying something like that, just talking off the cuff. Doesn't mean he hates Jews. Trump's son-in-law is Jewish. Trump is the most pro-Israel president we've ever had. Ask the people living in Israel right now who they'd rather have as president of the United States. Ask the majority of them, because even some of the liberals and leftists in Israel are waking up after that horrific attack of October 7th. According to the New York Post, White House spokesperson Andrew Bates also rebuked Trump, casting his comments as vile and unhinged anti-Semitic rhetoric. So Trump calling Democrats to stop voting Democrat and be supportive of Israel, that's anti-Semitic rhetoric. Okay. And then he goes on. As anti-Semitic crimes and acts of hate have increased across the world, among them the deadliest attack committed against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Well, thank you for at least admitting that, Andrew. Andrew continues. Deadliest attack committed against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Leaders have an obligation to call hate what it is and bring Americans together against it. There is no justification for spreading toxic, false stereotypes that threaten fellow citizens. Well, that sounds great, Andrew. So why isn't your administration doing this? Schumer said making Israel a partisan issue only hurts Israel and hurts the U.S.-Israeli relationship. Well, that sounds great, Schumer. So why don't you stop making this a partisan issue? Why don't you stop making vile comments about Netanyahu just so you can get votes? How do you say this with a straight face? How do you sleep at nights? Let me read to you in more detail some of the things Schumer said. If Netanyahu wants to remain in power after the war begins to wind down and continues to pursue dangerous and inflammatory policies that test existing U.S. standards for assistance, then the United States will have no choice but to play a more active role in shaping Israeli policy by using our leverage to change the present course. Oh, we're going to take an active role? We're going to shape Israeli policy? And we're going to do that if they don't vote Netanyahu out of office? We haven't had that much interference in Israel from a major superpower since the time of the Roman Empire. Why don't we just go over there and occupy them, Schumer? As a matter of fact, that sounds like it's more or less what he's calling for. Now, we do live in an age of moral equivalency. And in that vein, a lot of people are comparing Trump's remarks about how you're not really loving your own fellow people, your own fellow Jews, if you vote Democrat. They're comparing those remarks to a remark that Biden made when he was running for president in 2020. Remember, he was on the Breakfast Club, and he told the host, Charlemagne, anyone considering voting for President Trump ain't black. All right, well, let's compare these two statements. The short version is what Biden said was stupid. What Trump is saying is true for the most part. There's a little bit of nuance to add. What Biden said was stupid. There are many conservative blacks who are not Democrats. And to tell them that because of the color of their skin, they should be voting for Biden, and they're not really black if they don't do that. This is like when they called out Candace Owens and Larry Elder, calling them white supremacists just because they happen to be conservative. But the point Biden was trying to make is that the Democratic Party does more for blacks, really. I just love hearing lectures against racism from the party of slavery, the party of segregation, the party of Jim Crow laws, and how have they been helping out black people in the present? African Americans make up a large majority of the poverty demographic. Many of them live in dangerous neighborhoods. Many of their children go to dangerous schools. So how has the Democratic Party been helping them exactly? With school choice and vouchers where they could go to better, safer private schools? By defunding the police? Is that how they're helping them? Now, as far as Trump saying anybody who votes Democrat hates Israel, hates Jews, I wouldn't say that. This is another example of Trump speaking in extreme terms. Yes, he does that. I would say that a lot of people today who vote Democrat are doing it out of habit, that haven't really taken the time to study, haven't really taken the time of research. Would I accuse every single person who votes Democrat of being an anti-Semite? No. I might call them ignorant. I might challenge them to do their homework a little better. But yes, Trump was exaggerating. But here's what's not an exaggeration. Here's what he was trying to say. People are calling Israel to stop the war, to have a ceasefire. And they're forgetting that on October 7th, children were murdered in front of their parents. Parents were murdered in front of their children. Women were raped, and the rape was put live over their Facebook pages. Babies were put in ovens. You want to talk about the Nazis? These are exactly the things the Nazis did at Auschwitz and other concentration camps. That's what Trump's talking about. And anybody who would call Israel to not go after these bloodthirsty murderers, knowing full well what was done to them, well, that does seem like a person that has Israel's self-destruction in mind. And many people are calling for the destruction of Israel, not the least of which is Hamas. Hamas wants to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth and to tell Israel that they need to make a deal with Hamas and the Palestinians who put them in the power and to have a two-state solution. Well, I was tempted to say it's insane, but I'll instead say it's pure evil. Again, I'll excuse those that are talking out of ignorance, but so many people today are not ignorant. They know what they're doing, and if they still vote into power those that want to call Israel to stop fighting and defending its own nation, then yeah, I would agree with Trump. They do hate Israel. So Trump said something accurate. Biden said something inaccurate. Let's not always morally equate statements like these. And so, my friends, to wrap this up, will the real racist please stand up? And I ask that question once again as a Jew converted to Christianity, but somebody of a Jewish past nevertheless. And I am saying as a Jew that I see no shred of anti-Semitism in Donald Trump. He has been the most pro-Israel president we've ever had. And I'm comparing him to those who are telling Israel to stop defending themselves, to have a ceasefire, to allow murderers to go free, rapists to go free. What Hamas did to Israel, that is a continuation of the real Nazis. That is the new Nazi party in Israel today. Think. Never mind what they say. Look at the actions. Look at the policies. That's what you have to do with politics. Think. This shouldn't be that hard. This isn't rocket science. As a matter of fact, it's making the obvious.